Certainly not in the circumstances. Charles Kennedy Lambert, just 55. Is this news hard to take in?
It was quite interesting. Last night I was in Parliament talking about this very thing. I said a few times that after Charles Kennedy lost, there's a real danger that he would die, and probably on his own. The reason being that for the last 32 years, being in Parliament has been his life, and he was a selfless, enormously empathic person. That's why he drank. It was a kind of substitute. It was a kind of self-medication because, if you like, he felt too much. And when he lost, I thought, this is really, really dangerous, a real red warning sign. And I thought that if he didn't get into the House of Lords quickly, another institution, if you like, then this could happen. So I'm not surprised, but I'm not going to lie to you. It's heartbreaking, to be honest with you. He was a great mentor to me. His office was directly opposite mine in Parliament. And he was there for me when I needed a friend about 7, 8 years ago when I went through personal difficulties. Unfortunately, no one could reach him before it was too late this time.
Did you try?
It was almost impossible to get in touch with him for the last year or two, to be honest with you. He'd become very reclusive. And so, no, I haven't spoken to him since the general election, but I've spoken about him a lot, about the imperative, as I say, of finding some way to get him into the House of Lords, to be blunt, for two reasons. He would have been a great member of the House of Lords, a great raconteur and also great liberal to his core. And secondly, because that's where he belonged. And I'm willing to bet, we don't know what the official reason for death is, but I'm willing to bet that people will say it was alcohol. It wasn't alcohol. It was this solitude that he felt, this enormous heart that he had, which he found difficult to cope with. And he was always struggling with. I'm not very... I suppose people have to say nice things about him, but I've never been impressed by the way he was pushed out of office, even though he was the most successful party leader the Liberal Democrats ever had. He was pushed out at his peak. He had 63 MPs. No one's equaled that before or since.
Are you saying he couldn't survive without his career?
I think so. I think that's probably true. Certainly that's what I was discussing last night, even with the man who beat him, actually, the SNP MP who defeated him, was a decent enough bloke, but could see the signs. My judgment is that somebody like Charles Kennedy has a heart which is almost too big for this world. He became an MP at 23. He'd never done anything else. And I don't think he could, to be honest with you. I feel that as a result of losing a seat, which isn't a reason to run democracy, of course, I'm not suggesting that, and I'm not blaming the electorate for his death, but after he lost his position in Parliament, there probably, in his mind, was nowhere to go, and that's probably what happened, and I'd be willing to bet he probably died alone.
Such warm words used to describe him, a man of great principle, wit, charm, intelligence, a colleague, a friend, a mentor, a word used by you yourself. And yet he was a formidable politician. He bucked the trend. He was against Iraq. What do you think his contribution to the Liberal Democrat Party was?
He made two unique contributions. One was process and one was principle. The principle was he stood up against the Iraq war when the baying hordes said that he was wrong. He was accused of being disloyal and he's accused of not being a patriot, really. But he stood his ground and the country respected that. And the process that he will be remembered for is the fact that he drove the party to 63 MPs. I've never forgiven the people who pushed him out of office for being ill. Being an alcoholic isn't a choice, it's an illness. But there are people who are so sympathetic to him that they thought the right thing to do was to push him out. They signed a letter and I was the only MP who was standing behind him when he made his resignation speech. It was a tragic day, not just for Charles Kennedy, but also for the movement. And look, we've paid the price. We've got 8 MPs now. Nick Clegg was one of the people who pushed him out. So I know he has to say the warm words now, but I've never veered in my respect and admiration for Charles Kennedy. He didn't always treat me brilliantly. He didn't give me the promotion that I wanted, but I know that his heart was in the right place. And frankly, as I say, his legacy is to have built the party to its highest point, and we're far from that now. And he stood his ground about a war which others said he was disloyal for opposing, but he was proved right. That's his ultimate legacy. It's tragic that it's ended this way.
Lambert Opec, thank you for joining us.